Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of White's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Wheeler and he is safe. Zarrilla steals second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Pesky, who relays the ball to Doerr, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ostrowski scores. Baker moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wheeler juggles the ball. That's an error on Wheeler. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Doerr reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Pesky scores. Stevens moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Appling moves to second. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Parnell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels fields it and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Baker, who throws over to Appling, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zorrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zorrilla moves to second. Marino Pirretti now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pirretti for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball towards center. DiMaggio settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on DiMaggio. Philly moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bud Sushok. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress now playing first base. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pieretti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Malone pinch hits for Don Wheeler. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pieretti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zerilla hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parnell bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Tebbets moves to third. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ostrowski hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Kress moves to second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Baker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Marino Pirretti. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Serkant now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski, who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11. And Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.